Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What if Klay Thompson is not the only dub this year who's playing for Orlando next year?
What do you mean?
What about that, Dan Dibley?
That's a tease right there, buddy.
What about that?
Are you talking about the birthday boy?
Whose birthday is it?
Chris Paul.
I thought it was Willie Mays.
Maybe it was yesterday Chris Paul's birthday.
They got the same birthday? I
saw something from Lucas on that.
Yeah. Chris Paul, he is now officially 39.
That was from me, but yeah, he's 39.
And, my bad, Grandy.
And Grandy was correct, so.
Is it today?
Yep.
Correct.
They have the same birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Different years.
A couple of legends.
Oh, no way.
Different years. Yeah, Chris a little older.
Do you want to know what my question is? We've been calling Chris Paul 39 for the whole year. But he was 38.
Yeah, I called him 38 all year.
I called him 39.
You called him 39 when you wanted to disrespect him. When you want to disparage him, you say 39.
I only wanted to disrespect him.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I wanted to do
you
all year.
You almost came around on him. It was close.
No, I did. I did. I'll tell you what. If you want to call it disrespect, come on now. I'm not writing diss tracks like everybody else today.
Don't be disrespectful.
Totally.
The only thing negative, how about that?
Okay.
Only once did I do it after the year started. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't, and by the way, I was not alone at all. I did not like the idea of Chris Paul being a Warrior.
Right.
I can feel that way preseason and also be big enough to look at what he did for the year and go, hey, baby, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He did a good job. I give him that. I give him that.
It's good, yeah, good year.
He did a good job.
The role that he was...
Still Chris Paul, and I still have rooted against him my entire life
exactly.
And had a hard time with him being on the team.
Is he the other Warrior who is maybe going to be a Magics? Is that who you're referring to?
Ryan Russillo on the Bill Simmons podcast.
It's funny, because I actually think like two Warriors would fit the bill here.
Oh.
You go, all right, well, could Chris Paul play 20 minutes and unclog some of these? Because what I don't want them to do is I don't want them to bring in somebody so ball dominant that then it takes away from some of Paolo's possessions. It's one of the hardest things with all these talented players, like who overlaps and then who complements with their skill set or really even their mindset of how they want to attack the game. So I think they need some kind of guard that's a little bit more deferential that could still shoot. But you know, I don't know what people think of Chris Paul now at this point. And I don't know if this team would be good enough for him to sign on for less money. And that's why I still think Clay is going to make a lot of money somewhere. Because on top of everything else, he's a great teammate. He's a good dude.
Yeah,
and I think despite the Sacramento game and the play-in elimination, he salvaged himself somewhat this season from the lows of him, you know, almost having these open therapy sessions with the media after the game, which is not surprising for somebody like him and his stature to go through everything he went through.
Ryan Russillo, again, Bill Simmons podcast. I kind of agree with him, and I'll admit that I've gone a little back and forth on this. You know, Pincus came on with us a few weeks ago, sort of made it sound like, I don't know if anybody's going to really offer Clay that kind of money. And so for a minute, I'm like, huh, let me think about that. And I'm not sure. And the landscape changes every time someone gets eliminated. But as you look at this right now and think about how many, this is what I look for with Clay. How many teams out there are like, all we need is A, dude, knock down a three and tell these pups how to win in the postseason. That's all we need. Is there anybody out there like that? Can we go shopping for that guy? If I am, and they're still in it, I haven't even lost a game yet, but if I'm Oklahoma City, if I'm Orlando, if I'm Cleveland, if I'm any of these, even, I mean, hell, the Knicks, if I'm one of these younger teams and I need someone who can do two things, knock down a J and teach me how to do the Dougie. Like, I mean, teach me how to do the damn thing in the end. If I need that, who's out there? Clay freaking Thompson.
Yeah.
And I will pay for it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a good number.
I think he'll get a good number. I don't know if it'll be all the way up to 30, but it'll be more than the 24 that the Warriors reportedly offered. And OKC, number one in the league in three-point shooting. So I don't know if they necessarily need a shooter.
No, I'm not.
They need more of that OG
right
to that point, and I think that he would fit them well. It was interesting when we talked to Eric Pincus, who's really good on the NBA salary cap and the money and all the rest of it, because most of the teams that have money are the bad teams, except for Orlando. That's why I think the fit is almost too perfect, because Eric was talking about Detroit and how much money they have. And, well, Klay Thompson wouldn't go in there and help them in any real way to go from a 14-win team to a 25-win team. Fine, maybe he could do that, but that's not what Klay's looking for, and it's not what Detroit's looking for either. So of all the teams that have money, most of them are the bad teams, except for Orlando, which is why I think, and it's surprising to me that we heard about it so soon, because Orlando just lost yesterday. I was in my car yesterday listening to that game thinking, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. How are they going to lose this game? They were dominating Cleveland for so long.
They were up by 18.
And yet here we are, not even a full day later, and the mutual interest vibe is already being talked about.
Yeah, because these conversations are underway. Why do you think we're sitting here talking about this every day? The conversations are underway. Agents are not in 1, 2, 3 Cancun. They're not. Actually, maybe they are, but they're on the phone. Let's go to D-Money and Hayward. Hey, D-Money, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Willard? What's up, Dibs?
What's good?
What's going on?
Tried to play hooky today from work, but I didn't know the wifey was home today also, so I'm in the garden right now. But, man, the thing about Klay Thompson is, man, he didn't play himself into a contract. He played himself out a contract with that performance he pulled out in the last game of the season, man. We showed him the loyalty by giving him that deal when he tore his knee in 19, and he, 2 out of the 4 years, he rehabbed that knee, collected free money. He should do us a solid and take whatever we're offering him, and let's go.
Yeah, it's not the way that works.
Doesn't work that way, D-Money. And I mean, you know that. And by the way, he doesn't look at it that way, and he shouldn't look at it that way. I mean, if I'm a player, I'm not rehabbing off of a torn ACL and a torn Achilles, which is hell, so I'm told. Thank goodness I've never had either injury. I'm told that it's hell, especially when you are having to do it to the level of being an elite athlete. You don't look at giving up ligaments out of your body and think that you're doing the team a favor. You don't. It's not like he, when you say he sat there collecting money, do you know what he was actually doing that year? Working his butt off, D-Money.
Yeah, I know. He was rehabbing, but it was just the thought. I mean, they didn't look at him as damaged goods and said, you know, that's it. We're going to move on from here. You know, they actually believed in him. And I'm just saying, like, for him to turn around and try to go for more money this year, it's like, man, you're at the tail end of your career. You made more than enough money. Why not just say, do the Warriors a solid so we could get some free agents around and then go out with a bang?
So, D-Money, let me ask you something now, because you're kind of coming from the spot that I really want to talk to today. What if I told you he doesn't want to stay?
Well, I think that'd be a good thing for the Warriors. Honestly.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fine, but how would you view that from Klay?
I would look at it as if he was more on a thinking of himself more and looking at the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Money more and looking at more opportunities elsewhere to be the guy, which at this age, you really can't be the guy, but it's going to be a money thing at the end. I mean, if you wanted to stay here and stay with the team that drafted you and build your legacy, you would go ahead and take the 24 that they offered you before the season even started.
It's always interesting. D-Money, thanks. It's always interesting to me. I get it. We're fans of a team, so therefore we get romantic about a team. If you're a fan of a team, like a real fan of a team, that's the only constant. The constant is the jersey, right? The team, team itself, not the players. So I think sometimes we fall into that trap of viewing these conversations through the lens of the team. And therefore, then we end up calling the player selfish financially when it is the team that is making way more money.
Right. Right.
And in fact, is directly getting the money from you, the fan, and calling the player selfish for thinking about himself. Who the hell else is he supposed to think about?
Exactly. I mean, the player is supposed to get the most money that he can possibly get. And then when you sign a contract, your job is to do your best for that organization. Do the best that you can. And Klay Thompson had 2 years where he was hurt and they paid him anyway. It doesn't mean that now that he's going into free agency, he's got to think about that and go, you know what? They did me a solid. I'm going to come in and play for the minimum
right,
now.
Right, but he got hurt doing what?
Playing basketball, Mark.
For who?
For, well, not the second time.
Not he was the out second there, time, but right.
But for the Warriors, yeah.
For the Warriors.
And then, he, like you said, he goes in there and he does all the work to try to make it back, and he's almost back, and he gets hurt again. And so.
And then he comes back from that and wins another ring.
Title, yeah. So he doesn't owe the Warriors anything.
Nothing. Nothing. Like, have any of you ever filed for workers' comp? When you're done with that problem, are you like, God, I owe everything to the organization. I'm not thinking of me anymore. I owe it to Home Depot to be there in my orange smock tomorrow and for the rest of my life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.